The year I turn 18, our atmosphere will release the last particle of helium into space. I was born in the second year of the second millennium, on the 20th, and the second atomic element will leave our planet in 2020, 2 years from now. If the universe is made up of math, all algebra, glimmering with geometry, tinted in trig and cradled in calculus, then tell me, is 18 an equation where if 1 is singularity and 8 equals upright infinity, then 18 equals adulthood? But of course, no mathematician will answer me till I solve for that constant, find the double of fear, the square root of censure, round to significance, to 18, to having rights, a vote, a voice, a person that forgets that anyone with less than 2 digits painted under their eyes, 7 or less nails added to their 10 counting fingertips, still has a mind behind those eyes and a mouth behind your fingers. The fingers that press against our mouths. Shh. Children should be seen and not heard. Yet children have 2 ears and 2 eyes, do they not? The better to see you with, my dear. The better to see the wolf's severed head in Granny's nightcap, the Little Mermaid's rotting scales of plastic treasures, and your plasma screen TVs. You can cradle your false remote, but we did not study the secrets of the stars to spoon-feed our nearly grown children lies of innocence. It was a child that found the rest of Snow White's poisoned apple, and a child's corpse that will lay in the silicone casket, their soul floating up, up, up. Helium follows, extricating itself from Earth's gravity by lack of mass. Only 2 neutrons to its number. Some are too pure for this world. Oh, really? The false fragility you inflict won't stop us from staying, from working like the 117 other elements, straining to hold the matter of our world together, though our second digit isn't equal to or greater than 8. The helium, fuel of the stars, named 150 years ago, for the Greek god of the sun, is leaving our atmosphere. It has for millennia, and radioactive decay within the Earth's crust has restored it. Alpha particles are emitted, each equivalent to a helium nucleus, which steals 2 electrons for energy. Trickling through cracks in the crust, it floats up, up, up. But now our exploitation has outpaced its production, so we produce our own. But this element is intertwined with oil, this ultralight gas with the so-called natural one, which is mined, then compressed to eke out its helium. The helium is being bled from our Earth, and I refuse to wait for balloons to become obsolete, from MRI machines to cease their vital beep, 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 before I fill my future. What is 18, 21, 4.6 billion, the very age of the Earth, except a number. This country claims that age is experience, but some see more for each turn of the Earth than others will in an entire circuit of the sun. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Tell me I don't know, that I can only gaze longingly at the stars, without even my fingertips brushing the outermost rays. But they do. I know that stars are spheres of plasma fusing hydrogen atoms into helium in their cores. I know that when the hydrogen is gone, they frantically fuse larger elements, building the blocks of life in death, unable to live without the nearly weightless 2-proton element. I know our sun will die, too. Did I ask you? If you were witness to the imminence of a supernova, would you just stand and wait?